Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we ask ourselves if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Folks, just so you know, common sense, if you want communism, there's plenty of countries that you can try to sneak into. You'll probably get killed trying to get in, but hey, if you get in, you won't be able to get out. Why turn on, why, I don't know, if you really want communism, just move to a communist, just move to North Korea. Just go to South Korea and then try to defect through the DMZ. It's not hard. You might get killed by a landmine or whatever, you know. China Mitch has made a laughingstock of the Senate GOP. CNN's going off. They're making like what when Mitch McConnell froze up, that's not a joke, dude. Barack Obama is okay. He doesn't have issues. Joe Biden has major issues. Mitch McConnell has major issues. They should not be being paraded around. Called elder abuse. Bill Gates has bought like a reported 1.7 million shares of Budweiser worth like $95 million. Yeah, that thing's going in the toilet. What the heck? What's he going to do? Use that as a write-off for a loss? I lost. We need to get this country back to God. And I've said this many times. Walt Disney, again, is coupling down on policies that are bankrupting them. Pretty soon, remember Walt Disney and Snow White? Yeah, I remember. Yeah, no, man, those were great times. Yeah, and then they went woke and they went bankrupt and they went under and... I don't get it. World War III has already started, says the Ukraine top security. And I commented on that, and these people are like, well, you know what, man? Oh, what the heck? I'm going to have to actually read this comment, because I'm going to read this comment before I even go to my show starting. Did you miss the fact that Russia invaded Ukraine? That if Trump got back in, then he would give Ukraine back to Russia. Ukraine's not free. They never were before. You think what's going on in Russia and Ukraine? I can't believe how many people want to continue the war. They want us at war. It's ridiculous. Comedian Rob Schneider, gentlemen, Dylan Mulvaney is guilty of gender appropriation. Amen. It has. Liberty Safe Company gave FBI access code to January 6th protesters safe. Yeah, the last time I'll ever consider, that used to be like a conservative, I won't touch them. I hope they go under. Helping out the corrupt, woke, anti-American FBI. Give me a break. There better be lawsuits because they violated the 14th Amendment. Do your homework. Oh, don't worry. I'm going to get into so much, folks. Yeah, if you watch the program, you're probably on some sort of list. Heck, I mean, I went to Stop the Steal rally, so I'm probably on some sort of watch list. He is an anti-American terrorist. How dare he? How dare he stand up for freedom? He's going to kill us. He's going to kill all the vaccinated people because he won't get the vaccine. And when he gets COVID, he's going to transmit it to a vaccinated person, and they're going to die. I cannot tell you how many people told me that that unvaccinated people are going to kill everybody. How am I going to kill you? You've got a mask on and you're vaccinated. First of all, you shouldn't need a mask because the vaccine, you can't get COVID. See, that's why I don't, I mean, supposedly Joe Biden has COVID. Why didn't she get the vaccine? Because you can't get the virus if you're vaccinated. You cannot get coronavirus if you're fully vaccinated and boosted. That's why they have all these boosters, because the vaccine works. Does she even, I mean, does she even have it? That's the question. That's the real question. I mean, does she, or because I've seen a lot of videos. Yeah, we need to start preparing this surgery area for COVID wing. What do you mean? Yeah, we need to start preparing this for the COVID outbreak. What do you mean COVID outbreak? Yeah, in a week to 2 weeks, we're going to have a COVID outbreak. How do you know we're going to have a COVID outbreak in like a week to 2 weeks? You know what's going on. Like, shut up and get with the program. And I've seen several, like 10 videos of people from hospitals that are being told that you need to start preparing this wing for COVID because they're going to bring back, I've been told sometime around October, they're going to try to mandate masks. And what they're trying to do is figure out how can they bypass states to make it to where they put some sort of emergency thing in, like an emergency type declaration where if they put this thing in, stuff happens. It's going to be ridiculous. But don't forget this, folks. This is what we need to care about.
Hey, my name is Jenny Allen, and I'm an author and the leader of If Gathering. And today we're looking at Romans 15:5, and it says, "May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had." Now, if you go and look in the context of this chapter, you'll see later that the attitude that Jesus had is that of a servant towards each other, which, guys, we are so far from that right now in our world. In our house, we call this not being a brat. That's what we say. We're like, "You're being a brat." I mean, we just will say it because, honestly, there is a lot of brattiness happening in the world right now, if I'm just being really candid. And what Scripture is calling us to, what Christ intended for us, is that we would honor one another, that we would defer to one another, that we would, it says in the Scripture further on down in 15, it says that we would accept one another, that there would be an acceptance, a mutual love, affection, acceptance for each other. Now, that does not mean that we constantly approve of every other person's opinion, but guys, disagreeing with others' opinions, that's part of living, right? That's always been here. It feels exasperated right now, but the reality is these verses apply today, that we can serve one another in love, defer to one another, that we can have the mind of Christ toward each other. It is a wholly different way to view each other. And I know that it's difficult, and I know that that feels impossible with some people in your life. But I think God wrote these verses for the impossible relationships in our lives. He didn't write it for the times that it's easy to do that. He wrote us to call us to more. And that means it's possible.
May God, who gives this patience and encouragement, help you live in complete harmony with each other as is fitting for followers of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Don't worry, folks. Don't worry, folks. The coronavirus vaccine, you can't get the virus if you get the vaccine. That's why you need boosters. The booster. Da-da-da-da-da-da. The booster. Don't forget, get your booster. Yes, we're going to get another vaccine because we need more. You're going to get the vaccine. I don't care. I don't care. You're going to get the vaccine. We don't care. 1 second, folks. Everything's falling apart in the studio, folks. And we're live. But that's where we're at, folks. This whole world's coming to an end. You better get your boosters. You get your shots. I don't know. Folks, I never trusted the CDC or the World Health Organization. After COVID, I never, my trust went lower than zero. Oh, but don't worry, folks. It's okay. Yeah, I mean, only, see, Josie just gotten the vaccine and she wouldn't be in this predicament of having COVID again. Some people think that she doesn't have it. And it's just like, we need to start masking up. The first lady got COVID and she's going to come out and give some speech. Hi, I'm Jill Biden. This is my husband, Jack. We're Jack and Jill. And, you know, I had COVID and I was really sick. It's a really serious thing. And I want every American, no matter what, you should have gotten the vaccine. You should get the boosters. Now, we're going to make sure that you get them because we're going to encourage every employer to mandate that you have to have the vaccine no matter what because you need to be safe. Because I know I got the vaccine, but it didn't protect me at all, and it was really bad. But even though it didn't do anything, you should get it. I mean, well, you might get myocarditis, and you might have heart issues and complications and die suddenly, but what the heck? I mean, come on. Come on. You're going to kill the vaccinated people if you don't get vaccinated. I mean, I literally have people telling me that everyone's going to die from the virus if I don't get the vaccine. No, if the vaccine does what it's supposed to do, you're going to be put on iron lungs and from polio, and I'm not going to get polio, but you are. Like that photo of the girl in the wheelchair with the mask and everything, and there's a skinny lady walking up to her. You're going to kill us all or something to the effect of that. Like, you know, like, how dare you? Because, you know, like that painter. Remember that painter guy? He's resurfaced where he had, like, an N95 mask on and stuff and all these things, and he takes it off, and he blows his nose, and out comes white latex paint. If the N95 mask couldn't stop latex paint from getting into his mask, what makes you think it's going to stop the virus? Which is microscopic. Oh, don't worry, folks. Trust the science. Trust the science, except for when you say that boys are boys from the beginning. If you're born a boy, you stay a boy. Girls are girls from the start. Only girls can be mommies. Only boys can be daddies. The good old days when you had great television, you know, remember that? Remember when Adam went into a deep sleep and God took the rib out to make Eve and she became the mom to everyone that followed? Yeah, there's two genders, Adam and Eve, male and female. I mean, they need to be charging Dylan Mulvaney with gender appropriation, because, I mean, it's what it is. It's gender appropriation. I mean, no, what it is she can't actually, she's not happy. So she's got to do something to make herself, she's got to be an idol. Well, I'm going to become gay. Look at all this. Look at all these people that love me because I'm gay. Oh, they love me. And then we're like, so what? You're gay. Who cares? Whoop-de-doo. There's billions of gay people next. Well, I got to do something. I got to. No one's watching anymore. And then she's, well, I'm pansexual. Oh, wow, cool. Wow, she's pan now. Okay. And then she's gender fluid. Folks, if she knew God, she wouldn't need all this fang-dangled stuff. Well, they thought, like this teacher who quit, I was listening to Epoch Times last night. 5 years ago, there wasn't this trans fluid crap. There wasn't all these people that are confused. And these schools, what they're really doing is if you're having issues and you're having problems in school and you're not getting along with people and this and that, oh, it's because we know what the problem is. You don't know what gender you are. And then they get these people believing that they don't know what gender they are and that they're not actually the gender they were born with. And they push them into believing they're the opposite sex. And in some cases, one visit, and they're already, you need to have this and this and this and this and this. okay, it takes, unless they've changed it, it used to take a very, very long process, gender reassignment surgery, because you have to go, yes, after a year, yes, you go with the psychiatrist, and you really, and they delve deep to make sure that, yes, you really, truly, this is not a, well, it is a fad for 99% of the people, because most people commit suicide because, yeah, that was my, remember that Ravi Shankar phase we went through? Yeah, I remember that, the Ravi Shankar phase. Oh, yeah. And imagine if you transitioned and did stuff permanently to keep yourself looking like you did in that Ravi Shankar phase. Woo! You know, there's a reason why we're glad, like, bell bottoms are not permanent. I mean, that was clothing that guaranteed you wouldn't get laid. I mean, and you couldn't get non-bell-bottom pants at one time. You could only get bigger bell-bottoms. Pretty soon you had, like, people living in your pants underneath them, homeless people, trying to stay dry, it's raining. You know, I mean, this is, I remember back in the day, I wish I could chew. I'm going to chew Levi Garrett and all this stuff till the day I die. I don't chew or dip or smoke anymore. Gave it up. Gee, don't worry, folks. One visit and you need puberty blockers because see, you're just depressed because you don't know what gender you are and you're really confused. And we're going to confuse you more because we're confused. Now, I want to see Dylan Mulvaney get charged with gender appropriation. World War III has already started, declares Ukraine security chief. But, Russia created you. There's all these... They try to make excuses instead of saying, hey, we weren't at war with Trump. They're going to, well, if Trump got back in, Ukraine would just go right back to Russia. No, bull crap. I'm like, Trump would end this war, period. Folks, we're at World War III. Tell you what we need to bring back. How many laws do they have on the books? How many billion? I mean, they have laws for laws of laws. Don't worry, folks. If you got an ice cream cone in your back pocket, it can be used to lure a horse. What? Yeah, you put an ice cream cone in your back pocket and the horse will follow you. And it was a way to lure a horse away and you can steal a horse basically without getting in trouble. There are so many laws, it would cost millions and millions of dollars to get rid of all these laws that are kind of like outdated. How many billions of laws do you need? Just 10. You only need 10 laws. If this world lived by the 10 commandments, it'd be a greater place. Number one, you shall have no other gods before me. Two, you shall not make yourself an idol. Three, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. That's three. Four, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. Five, six, you shall not murder. Seven, you shall not commit adultery. Eight, you shall not steal. Nine, you shall not give false witness or testimony against your neighbor. 10, you shall not covet anything that belongs to your neighbor. Now, in the Bible, there is times where you can kill. It's rare, but like if you were defending yourself, but that's minuscule. But if we had the Ten Commandments and we lived by them, what a wonderful world this place would be. No, we got to have 75 million laws. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. We're at World War III. Just wait till we start getting attacked. Just wait till some country starts trying to bomb and attack us. Just wait, and you got Joe Biden in there. Man, that thing, like 4 weeks later, I went and visited where there was attacks on America. We don't know who did it or why they, and the country could come out and list everything they did, why they did it, whatever. You know that thing? I mean, World War III is coming. It's already here. Communism's not coming. It's already here. A Proud Boys member who couldn't even be on January 6th because he was arrested 2 days earlier and he was told not to be in D.C. He was at a Baltimore hotel room. He got 22 years because he's a general or something. Communism is already here, folks. It's only a matter of time before they take Glenn Beck and arrest him for freedom of speech. Me, because of freedom of speech. I mean, adopted on January 23rd, 1964. The 14th Amendment, the 24th Amendment, there's all kinds of great amendments in this book. Oh, yeah. Right here, folks. There's like the 13th Amendment, all kinds of different amendments. Amendment XIV, the 14th Amendment, adopted July 21st, 1868. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, which none of the January 6th people have been given, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws, which has not been given to anyone on January 6th. That's just section one. That's the one I really wanted to read, because they have not gotten that. And there are people that support, like, but, like, if you tried to show them the Epoch Times documentary on January 6th and all the video footage and everything, they won't even watch it. Whatever. That's all. Yeah, of course it took them so long, because they had to reconfigure the video to make it look like it wasn't what it was when it was really. Dude, that's my home. My tax dollars pay for that. That's my house. I have every right to be there. And the fact that they cut down a fence that got people to the other side. Don't worry, folks. We need to bring back the Ten Commandments. Oh, how dare you have the Ten Commandments? How dare you discipline your kid? Can you believe it? Where's Child Protective Services? That kid did something wrong and was spanked for it and punished. How dare he, that person, that parent needs to be thrown in prison for the rest of their lives. Maybe even the death penalty. How dare they? Yeah, that's why we have raging hooligans running around here. We have schools that can transgender their kids without their permission, without the parents' permission. Oh, don't worry, we're going to put you on all kinds of medications without your parents' permission. How dare you tell your parents? And you can't tell your parents that you're transitioning because... That's what's going on in this world. That's what's going on in this world. We can't have God in this world. No, that made too much sense. Let's just have 10 laws, the 10 commandments. What a concept. Exodus. Folks, I go back to it all the time, but Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. What a concept. Trust in the Lord. No, don't worry, folks. They're gonna lock you down, and they're going to do it in the phase of safety and security. Don't worry, folks. Don't do your own research. Listen to the government-controlled media. Don't listen to your own research. Get the vaccine, because we're all going to die if you don't get the vaccine. Well, wait a minute here. I want to know how many people would be stupid enough to fall for another pandemic. The lockdowns didn't work. The vaccine doesn't protect you from getting the virus or stopping the spread. Masks do nothing. Social distancing, who knows where that came from. All this stuff. But don't worry, folks. Don't worry. Just do what you're told. Just shut up. Don't try to look up anything. Don't try to question anything. How dare you try to do your own research. I'm a fact checker at Twitter. How dare you? I don't have a medical degree, but I can tell you what I know to be fake. And you listen to someone besides Dr. Fauci. How dare you? Because Dr. Fauci is the way and the truth and the life, and he is the medical. He is the medical authority, and what he says goes. Jesus Christ is the way and the truth and life. No one can get to the Father and thanks to him. And I'm putting my trust and faith in God, not in some government or World Health Organization or doctor. I was so tired of all these, you only do what Trump and Rush Limbaugh tell you. That's all you do. You don't even think for yourself. And then when the vaccine came out, well, yeah, I'm not taking this. I don't trust it. There's no long-term studies on it. Who knows what's going to happen to me 10 years into having the vaccine in me. Man, just shut up and get the vaccine, man. Don't think. Didn't you just yell at me for 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, 12 months, 15 months? Because I didn't think for myself. I only did what Trump and Rush Limbaugh told me. Oh, yeah, it's fun. It's fun. They don't know which way to believe. I either do what Trump and Rush Limbaugh tell me to, and I don't think for myself, or I do what you do, and I don't think for myself, and I just keep the vaccine. I mean, don't you just love this world? Bill Gates buys 1.7 million shares of Anheuser-Busch valued at $95 million. I would love to know how much that goes down every day. Yeah, that 1.7 million shares, now it's down to 80 million a year or whatever. Yeah. They're tanking. And you got a man that's gender appropriating, which is not right. That's one thing I do love. Is when these like liberals go off and these conservatives film and all this stuff and they go, excuse me, he's a camera, he identifies as such, his pronouns are camera. So yeah. Folks, we didn't have people thinking they were cameras when I was growing up. We didn't, you know, we don't need 8 million laws in this country. Well, if you have a cone in your back pocket, it was used to lure horses away in the 1800s. Therefore, you can't. That's illegal. You don't need 8 million laws. All you need is right here in front of me. I've talked about it 3 times tonight, the Ten Commandments. That is what you need to live by, folks. That's what you need to live by. Trust in the Lord and trust in the Ten Commandments. Don't trust in, they can try to lock us down. You can stand your ground and say, I'm not buying this. You wanted me to look like a retard wearing a mask and staying 20 feet apart? Don't worry, Jack and Jill in the White House. I really think that Jill is going to come out and give some speech. Hi, I'm First Lady Jill Biden, and I got COVID, and it was really, really, really bad, and I'm demanding every American go back to putting their mask on and staying 6 feet away, and you need to make sure that you wash your hands as often as you possibly can, and you need to You want me to get a bucket because I'm about to throw up, Jill? Okay, really?
Did you get the mail?
It was one thing. I think that's it. No, that St. Elizabeth one. Yeah, that.
Oh, okay.
You know, I put my hope and faith and trust in the Ten Commandments and the Bible and Jesus. I don't put my hope and faith and trust in this nation that's, oh, yeah, well, this is what we're going to do, folks. We're going to turn everyone upside down and right side up. And don't worry, you're just depressed, little 16-year-old, because you're not really a girl. You're a boy. And since I said that and you're confused, you just need to start puberty blockers today. Here's your script. No, we don't have some. Here's your prescription. Yeah, we've got it right here. You don't have to go to the pharmacy. We're just going to give it to you. Just start taking it. Don't worry, folks. Puberty blockers were meant to stop puberty for people if they're doing it too soon or whatever. It wasn't meant for a permanent issue. Trust the science. Yeah, trust the science of a fact checker that doesn't know anything. It's just like, okay, yeah, it's not Dr. Fauci. I got to delete it. I'm putting my hope and faith and trust in Jesus Christ. As I've said many times, 3:5-6 in Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Now, that Proud Boys member, he wasn't even there on January 6th. Liberty Safe gives FBI access code to January 6th protesters safe. There goes your 14th Amendment. It's this world we live in, folks. Let me see where we're at, folks. What time is it? About 26 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's a great world we live in. We have a time, I mean, when you have people that are just like, what does Leviticus 19:4 say? Do not put your trust in idols or make metal images of gods for yourselves. I am the Lord your God. Isn't that a commandment? Oh, yeah, that is. So many people sat there like, Obama, Obama. Gee, I like Trump, but, you know, Jesus Christ is my king and my Lord and my Savior. Trump doesn't get me to heaven, folks. Jesus does. Leviticus 26. I will also turn against those who commit spiritual persecution by putting their trust in mediums or in others who consult the spirits of the dead. I will cut them off from the community. I was at some, like, we have like nature stores, you know, like natural, you know, like hippie type stores. I understand because I've been a hippie. I know that lifestyle. And yeah, these people, like, they were like moving these bones. I mean, this is a reference, you know. It's not, because I couldn't hear anything. I just saw him in the window. The shadow of the north winds is crossing over this bone. The bone, yes, I see with this bone crossing over that you will have long life. You will have struggles. You will have lots of struggles, but because the way the bone landed, it landed in this direction, showing long life but many struggles. What, Kate? Yeah, what does Leviticus 26 say? I will also turn against those who commit spiritual persecution by putting their trust in mediums or those who consult the spirits of the dead. I just got a Jim. Is there a Jim? Huh? My cousin's Jim. Yeah, he told me to tell you that he's okay. He's on the other side. How'd you know? He's dead. How can you know that? They got those cult leaders who are fake people that I can talk to the dead. Is there an R? I see a giant R is hitting me in the head right now. A giant R. I went to Rutgers University. How could he know that? He just guessed a number. He just guessed a letter. He had 26 letters in the alphabet to pick, and he just picked one and just said he was, it's fake, folks. Leviticus 26 says it right there. You will turn away. But so many people put their open faith and trust in a government. Don't worry, folks. If we get locked down again, will we get more stimulus checks? No, I don't want to have. Well, let's get inflation relief checks so we can help out. Yeah, inflation's so bad that we need inflation relief. There was a dude that actually said that inflation is great. God, I'm going to go back to when I could get 5 roast beef sandwiches for $5. I remember when you could get stuff at the Dollar Tree for a dollar and it was quality stuff. I still have, the Cobblestone Collection. It was like 2003 and 4. It was like a little nativity set. Man, those were great. Now they have, plastic ones. They're so god-awful. But even after all he did, you refused to trust your Lord God. Deuteronomy 1:32. But after all he did, you refused to trust the Lord your God. That struck a chord with me when I tore my calf muscle. I'm like, I'm like, dude, how can I? I don't understand. I hurt myself. I hurt myself. I hurt myself. How can this trust in the Lord came, whatever? Why would the Lord? And I lost faith. And when my wife comes to me and she goes, I can't believe I got to tell my husband this. The Lord has told me you got to walk around the sanctuary inside the church 7 times and you'll be healed. And I'm like, and he gave me a commandment. Do you trust me? Are you going to follow me? Are you going to do what I tell you? And I did what I was told. And the rest is history. And when I went up to the altar, I said, do you believe you're here? I know I am. And I ran out of that church. And as people knew, I was hurting that day. I was hurting that night. I ran out of that church. And I have to stretch my leg a little bit, but I'm not, I'm a testimony. And that's the thing, folks. I put my hope and faith and trust in Jesus. We don't need 50 million laws. We need the 10 commandments. Maybe if we had parents that did their jobs and demanded what was going on at school, you wouldn't have kids going to transgender clubs. Well, we can't call them that. We got to change the name so that we can conceal it, because the whole point of these clubs is to get these all these kids are having normal teenage issues. Oh, it's not normal teenage issues. What's really going on, folks, is these kids, they're really just having, it's just transgender. You're just not the right gender. It's what it is. No. One question I really want to get into is Disney sees stock price target slashed by more than $30 amid box office failures and streaming woes. It is going in the toilet. There are people that, I would love to go to Disney World, because I haven't been there but once when I was real, I remember this one girl, they would go to, all these, bowl games and stuff, every year they went to, Disneyland, And like, she forgot her Mickey hat one time, so they kept going, and, like, every year they get a Mickey hat. Like, a traditional thing, I mean. And it's one of those things that you go, and it's like, okay, wait a minute here. I would have died to have gone at least once just to walk around the park. I wouldn't go there now. But they keep octupling down on these policies that are killing them.
Wow.
We need to have a global carbon tax. I've seen those videos that have come up recently that, hey, if you're around in this day and age, we should have ran out of oil like 10. I remember when I was a kid, whoever comes up with the next true viable option for fossil fuels is going to be a trillionaire because we're going to run out of fossil fuels. Oh, the ozone layer is going to be depleted. Acid rain is going to kill us all. Every 10 years they have something different. We need to have a carbon tax because it's going to, we need to have a tax to end global warming. Yeah, one of the Proud Boys members got 22 years, and he wasn't even there. It's sad what's going on in this world. It's sad, I mean, but people are waking up. Hello, folks, I'm Oprah Winfrey.
I'm The Rock. Can you smell what I'm cooking?
Folks, we have trillions in money, but we're asking for your help. I know you can't afford groceries or gas or rent right now, but can you help out the people of Malibu? Where's Bill Gates? Why isn't he taking some of his billions and helping these people in Malibu? Oprah Winfrey, where are you? Oh, no. They had private fire people paid to protect them. Oh, I'd have demanded a lot. If she would have done okay, yeah, I'll do it. We charge $2.8 million an hour. And I would tell anybody that wants it, okay, we're $2.8 million an hour is what we charge every hour while working. Or not working, whatever. It's $100,000 per mile. Hey, it's funny how all these liberals don't want these illegal migrants now that they're coming to their cities. Isn't that funny? Hey, I'm Oprah Winfrey. Don't worry, folks. I got a $1 billion mansion, which I paid to protect, but you don't have anything? Oh, it's okay. Don't worry. I'm not going to help you. Though I'll buy your land off you for pennies on the dollar. Don't worry. For like fractions of a penny on the dollar. More like, for every 20 bucks that she gets, they're getting like 5 cents. And they're not getting any donations. And thank you for, I mean, the only donations they got is the ones that they probably, oh crap, I'm going to actually have to donate to my own car. Oh Lord. Oh, I have to, $500. Ooh, it's going to be so hard to donate $500. You got it's fun when they go around to all these people that are pro-migrant until you try to, hey, will you house them? Well, see, yeah, I'm married to a Trump supporter, yeah, so that wouldn't fly, you know, whatever. No, you're pro-migrant as long as you don't have to deal with the crap. You want all these open borders and all these people here until you're anti-Christian for not wanting an open border. Well, then you house them then. Why don't you be the true Christian, show me up, and you house them, put them in your house. You take care of them, you feed them, you clothe them, you take care of them, you pay for their doctor visits, whatever. And leave it to conservative, and he wouldn't support that. Yeah, whatever. Don't give me that. My fanny pants. All these pro-migrant people, as soon as they start coming by the busloads to their town, what do we do now? You wanted them here. And I'm surprised And they can't deport the people because how dare you? Now, what do? We can't put them here. Oh, yeah, that's right. Don't worry, folks. It's okay, folks. Yeah, we got to figure out where to put that. I know you wanted these migrants. Yeah, we wanted the migrants here, but we didn't want to, like, have to deal with them. We thought they would just go to, I don't know. Yeah, we wanted open borders, but we didn't think they would come all the way up here. 100 million per day on the war. They're saying Ukraine is spending, oh yeah, just what we need, and we're probably spending billions of dollars. I'm telling you, folks, wake up. And it's nice to see people. Yeah, you're a billionaire and you're not going to help out. Take 2 months of what you earn up one free, and you could do a lot to help those people. A lot. Great. I mean, oh, jeez. I mean, then we got the dear leader here, Biden, masking up again. Don't worry, folks, it's okay. You know that thing? I mean, it doesn't make sense when he doesn't have a mask on. Now he's going to be talking with a mask on. He's probably going to forget to take it off. He's going to turn around, shake invisible people. I mean, what him and Mitch McConnell have done, Mitch McConnell froze up, dude. There's something seriously wrong with them. First of all, the vaccines don't work. People should be outraged. And wait a minute, I was told they were. I don't hear anyone complaining that, hey, wait a minute here. Has anyone actually gone outspoken and saying, hey, I was told you couldn't get the coronavirus if you're vaccinated. I've gotten it since vaccinated. What the heck? Because you never hear anything about that. It's just sad, folks. I'm going to get into some Premier League news, folks, for a little bit. Folks, I don't know if you've heard the latest, but Anthony at Manchester United, oh, yeah, the official word I've gotten from the club is, you know, they've got to suspend him. I don't know if he's done it or if the club's done it, but if Anthony's accused of abuse and he's been taken off the Brazilian national team, he needs to be suspended. If they did it to Jadon Sancho, if they do it to whoever, if Mason Greenwood is suspended, if Mason Greenwood was suspended for allegations, he needs to until he's cleared. Good. No, it's not good, folks. Manchester United is like a... I mean, whoever comes in and can take and buy this club, it's going to need a full... You're going to have to turn... It's like a full 180. I mean, you're going to have to rebuild from the bottom up. It's just one of those things, you know, but Anthony, I don't know. I mean, I think Ten Hag is going to have to come out and be like, hey, I'm doing the best I can with what I was given. I don't know. I don't know what to say, man. I don't know what to say. It's just, I thought we would have a better start. I thought we would actually have new owners. I don't know what to make, man. Jadon Sancho, what he said, I don't agree with. I mean, Ten Hag has the right to decide who plays on his team and who doesn't. Get over yourself. You're not bigger than the club, dude. If Ten Hag thinks there's someone better, then they need to play. You know, they do, you know. If Ollie would have kept Fellaini, I'd been like, what the heck are you keeping Fellaini for, you know? I don't know, man. This club needs a rebuild from the top down, bottom up, inside out, everything. What I should do is like, okay, hey, yep, if you're going to play to my standards and my rules, if not, you're going to get a white jersey when you show me that you're worthy enough to wear the Manchester United jersey. Then you can put your jersey back on until you can learn to play. You know, that's what we miss at this. We miss the Roy Keynes that take their shirt off, rip their heart out, and put their jersey on. 20-0. You're going down 20-0. And if someone would get hurt on the pitch, now they put their heart in. Are you okay? Is everything all right? They'd be there for them. Yep. Rip their heart back out and let's go. 20-0. Not now. That can't be. How dare you? You know, if Mason Greenwood is suspended, then, and he was, Anthony should be. His tweet should have been deleted. Jadon Sancho's tweet should have been deleted big time. No one is above the law. No one is above reproach. No one is above the club. If you get pissy because the manager picks someone else over you or whatever, if you're not good enough and the manager thinks you're not good enough, bye-bye. See ya. Work harder at it. Don't piss him on and complain. He didn't came over me. I don't know. I'm done. I can't. That club is just all, to me, it's going to be the same crap year in, year out until we get new owners that can totally, that are going to come in and go from the ground up. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. Don't forget this, folks. With a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, you mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Don't forget it, folks. You don't need 25 million laws. Just the Ten Commandments. Just the Ten Commandments. That's what you need, folks. And with that, folks, I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. What a conversation, folks. Stand up for your rights while you still can before you get 20-some years in prison. God bless you all, and good night. Goodbye.